In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Eleanor McCullen. Do you know what today is? Today is the anniversary of the radio ministry that started 36 years ago. And I'm going to tell you that God has been faithful in providing us the monies to pay for the radio experience. And it's wonderful. You might say, why did you ever start radio? Something within me, even when I was a deacon, knew that I would be on radio. Little did I know I'd be on for 36 years. And something within me, because I was preaching the Word of God, and I had read in Amos, the Amos said, in the last days there's going to be a famine, not of bread, but of the Word of God. And I knew that I had to preach the Word of God as a Catholic Christian, as a person who loved Jesus. And you know what? That's what we've been doing for 36 years. And only God knows how many people have been touched. Mm-hmm. Only God knows. I was told just yesterday that a woman's mother in her 90s listens to me. And she loves to hear In Season and Out of Season. This is amazing. I have no idea where the seeds go, mm-hmm. but I do know that the seed is the Word of God, and I need to continue to preach the Word of God, whether in season or out of season, convenient or inconvenient. And you know what? By God's grace, we've done that. By God's grace, I want more of God's grace. I want more of God's peace. Eleanor, tell us what you know about the radio broadcast.
Well, after 36 years, Father, you know everything about it. I actually don't know too much except learning from you perseverance and when you feel like doing something and when you don't feel like doing something. And that happens to all of us. I don't care what it is. You're supposed to, I don't know, visit somebody in the nursing home and you say, I don't feel like it. And we all go through that. But you've shown us, Father, incidentally, congratulations. Father, I'm so proud of you in the name of Jesus Christ. So proud of you that you said yes. You heard that voice and he put that desire in your heart and you went for it. And not only for a week or a day or a year, but 36 years, Father. I am so pleased about that. And to be a very teeny tiny part of it, I'm honored. But you said yes, and you persevered. And I think that's the most important thing. I mean, of course, preaching Jesus, reaffirming our faith, helping our faith to be stronger when it's kind of sometimes low, when things are upside down. And you've told us not to let our faith go soft or lukewarm. You said Jesus is still there, even if things in your family or in the world are upside down. You don't have that luxury of letting your faith become lukewarm. You taught us how to keep our faith, pray for faith. And Lord, help me in my faith now. Build it up when things aren't good. It's good to have faith when everything is fine. I mean, that's pretty easy, but when everything is upside down, it's difficult. So you've taught us Jesus will never leave you. Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. Jesus knocks on our door. He wants to come into our life. He wants to come into our heart and soul every single minute. You taught us that. And then when we tune in, we hear it again and we say, oh yeah, that's right. And you kind of just get us through from day to day to day. And what a beautiful gift. And you're still saying yes. You're still saying yes. And that teaches me, because I go through that, really, go to Planned Parenthood and try to meet people. I don't think so. It's cold and anyway, nobody's listening. And am I wasting my time? You know who puts those little thoughts in your head. But then I tune in, or I know you, if I call you, you say, no, you have to go. You have to keep going. You have to persevere. You can't give up. So I thought, Okay. So I think that's what you mostly do, Father. You talk about Jesus, how much he loves us. You talk about the Eucharist, how what a gift it is that we can receive Jesus in our hearts and souls and bodies, and we are what we eat. And so you just teach us that, and then you teach us about faith, and you teach us about persevering when things in our families aren't good, when our job isn't good. You tell us, hang in there, maybe look for a new job, but persevere. Ask the Lord to come and help you and hold you and direct you and show you the way. And Father, and you know what? You never know who's listening. And people might be listening right this minute, and they're hearing that Jesus loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. Like, really? And he does, though. He said he does, and he doesn't lie. He's truthful. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So somebody could be listening now, and then the Lord uses your voice and your message to turn on a light. So the person sitting there having their coffee, and they're not paying too much attention, but then they hear Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And somehow the Lord uses those words, and the person sitting having the coffee said, huh, really? And then all of a sudden, they start to listen to you. And you never know when the light is going to go on in a person's soul and heart and mind. But so you just keep doing it. And you know? You know that the Lord never, let's put it this way. He always uses what we do if we do it for the glory of God. Now, that's another thing, Father, you've taught us on the radio. Like, if you were doing this for your own glory, guess what? It would not be on for 36 years. It might have been on for 3 months or 36 months. But when things are not done for the glory of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't last. So right away, you can tell 36 years that the Holy Spirit's in charge of this, directing it, giving you words. Now, how many times, I haven't been here that many times, but how many times Father and I sit at the desk here at the station, and Father said, I don't really have anything to say this morning. And then I say, well, I certainly don't. If you don't have anything to say, I certainly do not have anything to say. And now it's like 11:27. Or whoever's listening, 3 minutes before the radio program goes on, and neither of us have anything to say. And it's a little frightening, but then Father says, Lord Jesus, pour your blood over us. Send the Holy Spirit. Give us an anointing. We trust in you. So we both say amen to that. And then the music plays, and I don't know what happens after that. But the Lord does give us words, and the Lord takes delight in you, Father, that you keep going. And he just says, I'll give you the words. I'll tell you what to say. Just say it. You know what? And that's the message. Whatever you're out there, whoever's listening, just say something that's good. Do something that's good. That's the secret. You could sit in your house and say, well, I don't know. I can't say something. I might do something. But then the message is do it. Father shows us he does it. And the message is just do it. Walk. The other thing, Father, you teach us is take that step in faith. So you're sitting home. You think, you know what? I should do something, but take the step in faith and say, yes, you guess what? I'm going to do it. And once you take that step in faith, it's like an amazing thing. The Lord blesses that step in faith. He leads you. He loves you. And as I always say, he takes your breath away. He flies with you. So you've taught us that too, Father, to just do something. And you know, it's a famous expression. I didn't make it up, but they say when good people do nothing, evil exists. And negativity exists. So if a good person filled with grace does something, it changes everything. It changes the person that's saying it. It changes the person that's listening. It changes the world. It changes the world. Can you imagine? But that's true. So, Father, it's just a pleasure to be here on your anniversary. I think we'll open a bottle of sparkling apple juice after the program today. But we thank God. We thank the Father in heaven. He's almighty. He's all-powerful. He's awesome. We have an awesome Father. And we thank the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank the Holy Spirit for all the blessings you've poured out on people people, and we'll never know, and that's okay. You don't have to know. It is always nice, like you said, that woman called you yesterday, or her daughter called and said she, you know, she likes to listen. We love to hear that. Listen, we love to hear that we're touching somebody or something happened. We love to hear that. I mean, I can't say we don't. But so every once in a while, I always say when I hear something like that, the Lord, I always say Jesus gave me a kiss, because it feels good. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's thousands and hundreds, and everybody that's listening, you do things too. In fact, after today, you're even going to do more things, giving glory to God. And you'll never know what you do, but you plant the seeds. And the Lord, I think I just said that, the Lord never wastes anything that's done for His glory, whether we know it or whether we don't know it. And you know what I'm thinking too, Father, when we're talking about this, I'm thinking of the reading from yesterday. It was the first reading, and it was from the prophet Isaiah, and you're exactly in that reading. Did you know that, Father? You're in that reading because I think Isaiah came and he said, I am your servant. And the Lord said, you are my servant, but actually you're even going to be more than a servant. You're going to be a light unto the nations. Can you imagine that? A light unto the nations. But guess what, Father? That's you. And that's me. And that's our commission. Like, you can't just say, okay, that's Isaiah. Good luck to him. No, these messages are for me and for you. And he was then a light unto the nations. So, Father, you've been a light unto the nations. And in your case, the nations, it's true. You have so many people from so many countries. So in your case, it's true nations. Now, if I'm a light, which I hope I am, the light of Christ, I don't have any nations, but I have people, and my nation is in Massachusetts, and then my family. So I hope that I'm a light of Christ. I trust that I am. I want to be a light of Christ, and that's my commission. And then you say, well, what does that mean, a light of Christ? Well, it means that you're shining your light, knowing Christ is in you. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So Jesus is in me. He's in me. He loves me. He's in my mind and my soul. And so I give that out to other people. I'm the light. And the light, sometimes you don't have to be the light of Christ preaching Jesus is the Savior. Jesus loves you. The light is the joy in your eye. The joy in your demeanor, the joy in your attitude. Now, sometimes we're not happy about everything that's happening, but we should have that joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, what do you do with that joy? You spread that joy. You spread it. You see people. You aren't negative. You bring up joyful things. You dwell on the positives. You bring your joy into schools, into your workplace. You bring that light. That joy in your eye is the light of Christ. And people know. They know, wow, she goes to church. I think she's in love with Jesus. She loves Jesus. She's a Christian. And then you get questions. Why are you always upbeat? And then you can say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. My Lord God Jesus is with me all the time. He leads me. He guides me. He loves me. He gives me mercy. He forgives me. When I fall, He picks me up. It gives you a chance to open up and say those things. But you don't have to talk. Just your way you are. You go out helping people. Kindness, joyfulness, upbeatness. Never dwell on the negative. Try to see something good in everything. That's the light of Christ. And Jesus did that. That when he went about, he saw the goodness in the people, even if they were doing wrong. He knew, he saw the goodness in them. And then he lowered the boom, told them who he was, and sin no more. I forgive you, but sin no more. So, Father, all of these things we've learned from you, and you have definitely, you are the light of Christ. And my prayer for you, in my first of all, I'm grateful to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My prayer for you is, Father, that your blessings, the blood of Jesus, will continue to fall upon you in a mighty way. The blood of Jesus will fall upon you from the head all the way down, giving you good health, making you more holy, giving you peace. And you say the other day on the radio, I want more fire today, more fire through the blood of Jesus Christ. And again, Father, congratulations.
I've just learned some of the things that I do. I don't think that way. I think that the word that I speak is like seed, and it's going someplace. You know, I remember this person that I preached the word of God to, and you can tell their face lights up. Mm-hmm. They hear the word. They understand the word. They give their lives to Jesus. You know, as a Catholic, I think it's very important that we live out our baptismal life, mm-hmm. which is every day until we die, and we live it out in faith. We are called to be faithful to those who love God and are called to his purpose. All things work together for the good. Do you know that today? You might be having a real struggle in something, but all things work together for the good if you love God. This is real. This is one of my favorite passages. All things work together for the good to those who love God. So do you love Jesus? Do you love the Father? Do you love the Holy Spirit? Whatever you're going through will work together for the good to those who love God. And you hear me saying, as long as God is still on his throne, and he is, and hears and answers prayer, and he does, and your faith in him is intact, everything's going to come out all right. Yes, your faith in him is intact. Everything is going to come out all right. I'm reading from John's Gospel. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me. Jesus said to him in reply, allow it now, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him, and after Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. John the Baptist heard from God that the one on whom the Spirit descends is the Messiah. Do you hear from God? Not only through the Gospels, but do you hear from God in your heart? Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Do you ever hear the voice of God? Just thinking, well, that's my voice since I know. God speaks through my thoughts, and I just need to listen to him. I need to listen to him. Then that's what our problem is. We don't listen. We don't listen because we're too busy. And yet God tells us so many things as we listen to him. One day, or today, he told me not to speak about something. And I was just about to speak about it. But he said, don't. Don't speak about that. So I didn't. I changed the subject. You see, God hears and answers prayer, and everything is going to be all right if your faith in him is intact.
Oh, amen, Father. I understand exactly what you say. And a couple of little things I'm thinking. I've talked to different people, and they're waiting to find out the will of God. And they're listening, and they hear, But then they'll come to me and they'll say, well, I don't know. It's just like you say, if that's me or if that's God, like, and they wait and discern forever. I think they'll be 93 when they're still discerning. So my advice is you pray, you ask, Lord, I want to do your will. I live only to do your will. Now I'm getting this message. Are you putting this desire in my heart? Then step out and do it. I mean, it's a good thing. So if you wait too long, you lose it all. So just step out, whatever it is. If you're getting the message, just say, okay, I'll do that. And then I think what the Lord does in a case like that, if that's not exactly what he had in mind, at least you stepped out, you started to do something. Should I go to school? I don't know if I should go to school or not. I don't know. I think I should. I'd like to learn more about psychology. Then I could be a social worker, but I don't think so. All I'm saying is start taking a class. Find out where the classes are. And then maybe while you're taking the class, you'll meet somebody or learn about another class, and that will get you in another direction. So, but you're at least doing it. You're acting on what you hear. And so that's just a little thing I'll pass on there. But Father, this is another thing for you. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Today I'm going to say that to you. The Lord is telling me to say this to you. That Father Tom, you are my beloved Son. The Lord is speaking now. You are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So I'm very happy to say that to you, Father. Now, one thing I wanted to say also, Father, when you talk about perseverance, I want to give you a little story of perseverance. Is that all right? Because you were part of it anyway. But it leads me into one of my stories of talking to a mother and father that were going in for an abortion, which I will lead me into at the end of the program. And during the week, you're going to talk about this is pro-life week. Every day should be pro-life day. But this is a special week where the thousands and thousands gather in Washington for the March for Life. And I encourage you to go. If you can still get on a bus and go, there's a case of being a witness. A witness is a martyr. It's cold. It's inconvenient. You have to sit on a bus. It's tiring. But guess what? The Lord's calling you. If you're listening and you haven't signed up yet, the March for Life is this week. And we pray for the people that are going that they come back safe and sound. They get there safe and sound. So, but anyway, Father, you won't. I don't know whether you'll remember this or not, but about 3 years ago, and the only reason I remembered it, this mother called me over the weekend, and she just called to say hello. And it's the story of 3 years ago. She was pregnant, and they were going into Planned Parenthood for an abortion, and they got to my car. Now, if you remember this story, it was 11 o'clock. It was pouring rain. It was pouring cats and dogs. And there again, I'm like, oh, gosh, I want to get in out of the rain. You know, please, I'm a little baby, so I want to get in out of the rain. So the couple come right past my car. So I get out of the car in the rain, and I talk to them. And I talk to them about the advantages of having the baby. There's help available. And this is a blessing, and children are blessings. So they say, well, let's think about it. See if this comes back to you, Father. So they get back in the car. It's a 10 after 11. And they're sitting in the car, and I go out in the rain again around 20 of 12. I go, wait, there are three cars behind my car. So they roll down the window. The rain's coming in all over the place. I said, well, how are you doing in here? What can I do for you? What questions do you have? No, nothing. We're still talking. So I said, okay. So then I go back to my car. Now, you remember, I went like another time. Then I said to myself, I'll call Father. So I called you. Then you said, okay, I'll talk to them. So I went out in the rain again, all the way down to their car. They rolled down the window. I put the telephone through the window, or opened the window, and then you spoke to them. And you spoke a whole different dimension than what I was doing. So we're giving them two trains of thoughts. You were excellent. So, but I got back in my car, and they said, they rolled up the window. That was the end of that. So now it's 1:15, 1:30, and 1:45. I went back one more time. No, they're still talking. And you said to me, well, persevere. And I said, well, Father, it's almost 2:00. And, you know, how long should I stay? And you said, well, just persevere. I said, all right, how about this? My cutoff time is 2:00. So I started at 11. I thought that was fair enough. But imagine me giving a cutoff time. Imagine. Well, guess what? I'm in the car soaking wet. And on the window, here's the couple knocking on my window. So I roll down the window. And I say, yes, I'll get right out. So I get back out. And I said, what is it? They said, we decided to keep the baby.
Amen.
And I said, oh my gosh, praise the Lord. And they said, your perseverance. Oh no, wait a second, I forgot a part. The reason they came up to the window was their car, remember the battery died. So they had the car running for 3 hours, and they knocked on the door, and they said the battery's dead, they can't start it up. So I said, well, I'll call AAA, which I did. AAA came. I was right there. I was paying attention to the car, and then they both said, we're not going to have the abortion. They said, the fact you waited and you were kind, but you persevered. You know, that's a very important word, isn't it? Because we tend to get sleepy or weary. So anyway, they went on. They had this beautiful baby girl, and she's 3 years old, and they called to tell me that it's her birthday. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you, perseverance, Father, you've taught us that. Thank you.
We need to pray for the unborn. In Planned Parenthood last year, 345,000 children were killed. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. We need to persevere and pray. And maybe one of you will go out at the abortion mill and pray. It's all about Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season. Oh.